We have to realize that if people work hard and are respectful of the rights of others, etc., those should be grounds for recognitions, for belonging into any particular society, in this case, the American one.
And what effect does the Catholic Church have on immigration?
So the Catholic Church, together with other religious organizations, have been working together in support for immigrant rights, created this coalition that have promoted or fought for immigration reform, but also have done very specific things, such as providing sanctuaries for some immigrants in some of their churches, synagogues, and religious buildings.
Are there venues for immigrants to speak out?
Yes, definitely. They can access city services, you know, medical services, police services, without their immigrant status being checked. So they shouldn't have to be worried or fearful about that if they have to denounce, for example, crimes or access some medical services or educational services that are available to them independently of their immigrant condition. So they have to realize what is available for them and tapped into those resources.
Some cities are giving immigrants driver's licenses for the ability to drive and for identification. Do you think that would be beneficial to have that in LA?
Well, driver's license is only one example of what cities are doing. It is important, again, to have other venues to recognize the contribution and the existence altogether of immigrants among us. Driver's license would be one way of doing that, that would support not only the livelihood of these people, but that would make our roads safer for everybody else, too.
In the midst of these primaries for the presidential candidates, how important is addressing immigration going to be for the candidates?
They cannot avoid that. It has become a very prominent, if not altogether central, topic in the debate, in the campaign for the electoral, you know, position for president of the state. So we'll see more of that in the days and months to come.